Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. From the flooded basements after a Rapid City rainstorm to the upcoming fire season, South Dakota weather can catch many of us off guard. Susan Sanders is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. She joins us now from SDPB's Black Hills studio. Susan Sanders, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me here.
I think Lee Strubinger is helping out with the program today, and boy, his basement did not fare well. And they're calling it a 100-year rain event or a 100-year downpour. What does that mean from a meteorological standpoint?
For both meteorological and hydrological aspects, it means that there is a 1% chance of that event occurring in any given year.
Oh, wow. Okay. How significant was that? What happened in Rapid City, and what do we have to look forward to?
It was just quite a very small storm that just intensified over Rapid City, and because of the terrain, it helped to have that all that water drain into certain areas, run off the streets, it backed up, and so then it caused that flooding through mainly the eastern part of town. Also, a lot of it fell into Rapid Creek, and so that rose as well.
We're seeing a lot of things, or I am anyway, on social media where people are posting, you know, a vehicle's kind of caught in a storm. Another one of my friends was caught in a hailstorm recently in the Black Hills area. And I'm wondering if we could go over some basic safety stuff. When, you know, we know to avoid areas, we know to watch the weather and be aware. But when you are caught and all of a sudden, you know, waters are rising around your vehicle, what are some of the things that you need to know from a safety perspective?
Well, first of all, it's very important to, like you said, pay attention to the weather and know that you can get warnings. So nowadays, a lot of people depend on their cell phones, and that's great for things like the flash flood warnings, also for tornado warnings. But like you mentioned, the hailstorm, sometimes you may not get the severe thunderstorm warnings over your phone. It depends on what kind of apps you have. You need to be able to get those warnings as well. So if you're home, a weather radio is a great system to have. It's like having your own siren in your home because it'll wake you up. It works on batteries. So if the power's out, you'll still get those warnings. And so know how you can get those warnings. And if the storm looks threatening, you look for some information. Find out if there's storms coming your way. And then get to a safe place as quickly as you can before it even gets to you. You know, if something happens, if a storm develops over you, for things like hail, the best thing to do is get inside a building, you know, stay away from windows in case there's some strong winds with the hail that could break windows or doors, and just get inside. Flooding, one of the most common places where people die from flash floods is driving into the water. And sometimes it can be very difficult to determine how deep is that water. Can I go through it? And so if you see water crossing the road, just don't go in there. You don't know how deep that water is. If it's flowing, it only takes about a foot or two of moving water to float a vehicle away. Hmm. Or especially in, you know, more rural areas where there's bridges, the bridge could be washed out or the road could be washed out. And you may not see that if the water's flowing over. So the best thing to do is just avoid driving into water.
Do you stay in your car at that point? Do you try to exit the car?
If you all possible, try to get out of that area again. Yeah. You know, again, you know, if you sense that you're getting into deeper water and you can't tell how deep it's going to get, you know, try to back out of that.
Yeah. Are there weather apps that you recommend, or do people just look at their local weather? I mean, does it depend on what part of the state you're in, or are there smart apps or smart weather radios that you recommend?
Well, our flash flood and tornado warnings go to the Federal Emergency Management Agency server, and then they're sent to cell phones, and they're broadcast over cell towers in the vicinity of a warning area. So you get those automatically. You don't have to sign up for them. They're free. You'll get them. If you're near the storm, also as you're approaching the storm, if you come into the area even 15, 20 minutes later, so you'll get those as well. So that's a good way of knowing what's happening with the storm.
This is the season of thunderstorms, rainstorms, lightning, hail. What are some of the questions that you get asked often that you feel people are still wondering, even though we go through this every year at South Dakota, what are some of the things that people still need to be reminded of?
Well, thunderstorms and flash floods could develop very quickly, especially in the Black Hills. You know, it's terrain-driven, too, so if you have a lot of rain that falls into a very narrow, rocky basin, and that water is going to flow downhill. So the towns along the foothills, especially Sturgis to Hermosa, are very susceptible to flash flooding. So pay attention to the weather. You know, check the weather, especially if you're going to be spending time outside, and then make your plans accordingly. Watch the skies. Keep track of the weather throughout the day. This is our rainy season. May is typically the highest precipitation month during the year. June is the second, and this is also when we have our most tornadoes. June has almost half of South Dakota's tornadoes. So that's time to be prepared to that. And again, think about where you take shelter. Most of us would know where we'd go at home, but what about at work, or if you're shopping, or other places that you spend time? And where would you go if you had to go someplace quickly to take shelter?
And what about, you mentioned the sort of the terrain of South Dakota from driving through, the Black Hills. If you're a visitor from the rest of the state, you don't live there all the time, you might not know the terrain, or you're just out in the prairie, and all of a sudden now there's a hailstorm, there's a tornado, skies are darkening. What are some of the basics of being in your car and trying to figure out how to seek shelter on the prairie or in the forest?
Well, again, knowing where the storm is in relation to your location is the best thing. If you know that there's a storm approaching your location, try to find a sturdy shelter. The last resort, if you can't get away from the storm, is to get into a ditch if it's a tornado. Obviously, you don't want to do that if it's heavy rain and flash flooding. But then you don't want to go underneath an overpass. You know, that may help protect the car, but it's not going to protect you from a tornado's winds. Also, you block the roadway, too, so then emergency vehicles can't get through that area.
Interesting. We're talking with Susan Sanders. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. And we're out of time, but let's just close with, if you've got like 30 seconds, you've done some hurricane chasing as well. So you've got some serious background behind you. What do you love about this kind of work?
Well, it's interesting. It changes every day. It's a challenge. Of course, Rapid City has been cited as having the most variable weather in the country. So today, with thunderstorms, tomorrow is going to be nice and warm. And, so it doesn't bore us. It's definitely an exciting field to study and to work in.
Never boring. Susan Sanders, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Okay, well, thank you.